You are listening to 300 Seconds with Eduardo Solis, and this is episode number 102, The Man. So let the 300 seconds begin. We all know one, that one person that seemingly knows it all. If you're up the proverbial creek, they're there to throw you a proverbial life jacket. That person is the man. And yes, sometimes the man is a woman. Everybody loves the man. Some people want to be the man, but only a select few can earn that lofty title. It is usually earned through years of experience supporting customers and keeping them happy. The man has seen it all and done it all. It's hard to stump the man. So if the man is ever stumped, then you know things have gone bad. I've been the man once or twice throughout the course of my career so far, and I have to say it can suck being the man sometimes. Once customers learn who the man is, they want him and only him to take care of their problems. They don't want the guy that's been there for a long time and knows his stuff just because he isn't the man. They sure as hell don't want the new guy. Come hell or high water, they want the man. If the man happens to be one of those guys that never says no, and often he is, then everybody wants the man. When I was the man, I made sure to document any special knowledge that I had gained on my road to becoming the man, so that I wasn't completely indispensable. Once I did that, everybody looking for me was told to read the knowledge base. You see, I knew better than to make myself completely indispensable, because the problem with making yourself indispensable is that you make yourself indispensable. The man is also your biggest single point of failure. If the man ever decides that he's tired of being the man, or heaven forbid something happens to him, you usually don't have somebody else sitting around to take his place. And when the man does leave, God help whomever takes his place, because everybody is going to expect him to be the man. If you're lucky, there is someone that is close to being the man, and that will be good enough. If you're not lucky, then you end up with a new guy who was as far away from being the man as you can get. Pity the new guy. He's going to screw up, make mistakes, and make customers unhappy because, well, that's what new guys do. And when he does screw up, customers are going to be upset and howl and cry for the man to save them. Never mind that their insistence on having the man do every little thing is probably what made him quit being the man in the first place. Every now and then, the man may even have to bail out the new guy. If he feels like it. After all, he's the man. He has more important things to do. The man knew everything. The new guy barely knows anything. The man knows everybody. The new guy is just getting to know everybody. The man can bend the rules and even break them at times, and everybody is cool with it because he's the man. The new guy is doing his best to follow the rules because he wants to keep his job and he's not sure how far he can go. Now, if there is a good support system in place and documentation for the new guy to fall back on and follow, the new guy has a fighting chance. But if the man isn't around to save his bacon, documentation is non-existent, and coworkers aren't answering the new guy's cries for help, then the new guy is pretty much screwed, leaving customers to cry out for the man even more. Actually, there's never any documentation. You see, the man didn't write anything down because that's not what the man does. So the new guy is pretty much set up for failure. The new guy might be able to tough it out long enough to become the man, or else he'll get frustrated and come to hate his job to the point where the only thing he wants to do is find another one. And when the new guy does leave, the only thing to do is find another new guy to take his place. But at least the second new guy won't have to follow the man, so he may succeed where the first new guy failed. Of course, nobody wants to go through that awkward new guy business, so everybody does everything they can to keep the man happy. What they fail to realize is that the more they come to depend on the man, and the more indispensable the man becomes, the more painful things are going to be when he inevitably leaves everybody in the hands of the poor new guy. So if you have somebody around that you consider the man, consider yourself blessed and cursed at the same time. You're blessed as long as he's there, and you're cursed when he inevitably leaves. This has been 300 Seconds. The next episode will be posted after I reconsider my career path. If you are looking for a professional voice to represent your business, your organization, or yourself, contact me at edsolis@gmail.com. That's edsolis@gmail.com. For more podcasts and short stories, visit eduardosolis.com, and I thank you for listening.